make this a practice. We'll read the verse two times and the translation also two times, and then purport. Okay, so here what Krishna is saying is, ordinarily people, they are always acting or they are always under the clutches of modes of nature. In 27th verse also Krishna said, Prakriter kriyamanani gunaih karmani sarvashah ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. So everybody is acting according to the force of nature. Nature is producing impulses, and we are connecting with some impulses, we get attracted and we act according to the forces. So that is the acquired nature. By birth we acquire that nature. Some people acquire a nature to be strongly in mode of goodness. By nature some people are in mode of passion, all the time active, working, they cannot sit idle, always talking, they want activity, they want something to be done. And some people are always lazy. They don't want to do anything. They may like to take more rest, sleep. So these are the kind of things people are influenced by birth. And sometimes these things can get cultured by association also. Just like by association, one can, from a Brahmana, you can become a drunkard. Or a drunkard can become a devotee by association. So everything depends on association. What we associate, what modes of nature we associate. And based on that, we get cultivated with one or the other modes or the mix of these modes. In second chapter, Krishna said, isn't it? Dhyayato vishayan pumshaha sangasteshu pajayate sangat sanjayate kamaha. So while contemplating the objects of the senses, one develops attachment towards them. Similarly, when you associate with something good, you develop attachment to something good. When you associate with something bad, you develop attachment for something bad. You don't know that it is good or bad, but your association is what is causing you affinity towards that. And a person will automatically be attracted towards that kind of nature as he moves on in his life because of the association. So everybody in this material world, even a so-called knowledgeable man, acts according to the nature that he has acquired based on his previous association. Sadrusham cheshtate svasyaha prakriter jnanavanapi. Jnanavanapi, even though he is a so-called jnani, he is good in understanding philosophies, he is good in speculating, he is good in trying to understand the higher aspects of reality. He is trying to understand spirituality, what is absolute truth. He may be good in all that, but still he is still influenced by the nature. The 7.14 verse that Krishna, Prabhupada is pointing to here, it says, Daivihi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. Duratyaya means it's very insurmountable, it's very difficult to overcome. So, every man, every person, even up to the person who is trying to understand even God, but he is trying to understand with mental speculation, even though he is a learned man, even he is simply being controlled by nature. He may think that he has attained knowledge of self-realization, but still he is under the forces of nature. So that is why it is said here, there are many so-called spiritualists who outwardly pose to be advanced in the science, but inwardly or privately are completely under the particular modes of nature, which they are unable to surpass. See, inwardly or privately. Inwardly means they have the tendency to act in a particular mode of nature, but they pose themselves as advanced. Privately means they do engage in that activity of the mode of nature, but they don't exhibit it publicly, because the moment they exhibit publicly, everybody knows that they are not advanced. So, who do illicit activities, who do activities which are not befitting their position, they are all under the clutches of modes of nature. Academically, one may be very learned, but because of his long association with material nature, he is in bondage. So Krishna is saying here, Arjuna, don't try to give up this battlefield because you are giving up out of your nature. Even if you give up, your nature will not leave you. You will be forced to act according to your nature. You will go and give up and become a renounced order, sannyasi. But still, inwardly, your nature will force you to act in illicit ways or in ways which are which you have been cultivating from birth. Because of your association with nature, you will have to act in a particular way even if you give up this battle. So don't escape that forces, rather just dovetail those forces of nature in my service, is what Krishna is saying. What can repression accomplish? Even a man of knowledge acts according to his nature. So, what to speak of you, everybody who is up to the stage of self-realization, who is a jnani, he also acts according to the nature that he has acquired. He cannot become free. So, you also have to act according to the nature. You have a kshatriya nature. You act according to the kshatriya nature, but dovetail that activity in my service. Don't do that. What can repression accomplish? Nigraha kim karishyati? Don't try to repress your nature that you acquired from birth. That is what Krishna is hinting Arjuna to do here. So then one may ask the question, so all the time in this material world we have this forces of nature that is being forcing us to act in a particular way. At what time do we get free? Do we always have to be under the nature? In that case, we might sometime or other, we may dovetail our service, but it is not guaranteed all the time because the forces of nature will force us to do something bad which is opposite to devotional service and we may fall down. When do we become freed? It is what Prabhupada is saying here. Krishna consciousness helps one to get out of the material entanglement, even though one may be engaged in his prescribed duties. Therefore, without being fully in Krishna consciousness, no one should suddenly give up his prescribed duties and become a so-called yogi or transcendentalist artificially. It is better to be situated in one's position and try to attain Krishna consciousness under superior training. Thus, one may be freed from the clutches of Maya. So, if one is under the clutches of Maya, which everyone is, it is better to act under the prakriti or the nature that we have acquired with the influence of Maya and dovetail it by engaging in prescribed duties and also simultaneously practicing Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness means Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. First starts with hearing from Krishna or his bona fide representatives. Then when you have sufficiently heard, then kirtanam, you chant or you preach. And then smaranam, when you hear and chant, then automatically you will remember about the Lord. Like that, the series of progression will take place. So you have to engage in your prescribed duties based on your nature. You cannot repress that because that is your nature. If you repress it and artificially take sannyasa, that nature will come out in some form, some perverted form, and it will disturb the society and yourself also. So better to be engaged in prescribed duties based on nature and simultaneously cultivate Krishna consciousness so that gradually the influence of nature will be gone and we become freed from the clutches of Maya. And then when we become freed from the clutches of Maya, in that position when we give up this body, then we become qualified to enter into the spiritual world. So that is what is the summary of this verse. Any questions, comments? We'll like to know what would you take home from today's session, one or two points, or any other points that you heard today or yesterday or recently that struck you and that you want to follow or you want to share it with others. Anything anybody wants to share?
I mean, earlier I would like to just share, I mean, recently what we read from Bhagavad Gita. Yesterday's verse, right? So I never knew that, like, some things I was hating. I mean, I don't like few things to do, like, especially form filling stuff kind of things, like filling lot of forms and all those things. Usually I hate that kind of work. So I never used to pick that work. I mean, that kind of work I used to always, I mean, keep aside. And like keeping Bluetooth also, like all those things come, some things which I'm not comfortable. I never used to do it. But after yesterday's verse, I mean, I'm trying to cultivate. So there is, I mean, hatred also can stop. I mean, few things in devotional service. So should not even neither have hatred, neither attachment to few things. So that was a, that strike me a lot actually. So that, I mean, I've been thinking from yesterday that I should not hate. I mean, anything is for service of the Lord, I should be able to take it up and do it. So for that, I mean, I'm planning to order, I mean, Bluetooth, whatever. I mean, at least I can utilize my time in Krishna consciousness, and even whatever kind of service, like whatever related to form filling, whatever I'm just making, I don't know how much I will do, but at least I'm feeling to take up that kind of services as well, even though I don't like them. I'm planning to, I mean, change my kind of thinking and change my hatred feelings towards them.
Yeah, tomorrow that verse will come. Yeah, I was quoting that verse yesterday in yesterday's class, but actual verse is tomorrow, the 34th verse. Yeah, very nice realization. Anybody else?
I join now, Holy Prabhu. Regarding this week's verse, whatever we do, we should dovetail our activities towards Krishna. Madhupandit Prabhu's quote I would like to mention here. He says, Prabhupada saw a skyscraper and he thought, like, I should build one for Krishna. So that's how our mentality should be. Whatever we should decide for the sake of Krishna, that is called Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna.
Wow, amazing. Very nice. Who else wants to go?
I just want to share, I mean, it's not my thing, but I'm just sad. So, I mean, there was one devotee named Sheshu. So, he recently took a oath to chant the one round. He is too much into technology and other things. When I gave him a counter or beats, he said, I would like to do it on iPhone like that. I mean, some tally counter, something like that. Then, I mean, he's so much into technology that, I mean, recently, long weekend, I think he spent the whole weekend and he made an app of chanting. I mean, what is it? Android app. He developed an Android app, with bad voice and different kinds of Krishna pictures and all those things. So, I mean, I was very happy. I mean, as soon as he showed me that, I was so happy that, I mean, whatever it is, he's too much into technology, but he spent, I mean, 3 full days thinking of this app, for making that app for Japa and making for devotees easy or whatever it is. So, I mean, it's very nice of engagement, you know, like that, how you can use your technology or whatever you are good at. I mean, how to utilize that service for Krishna, and thinking, mainly it's not like how output, but how you spent, right? Those 3 days you would have thought so many times about Krishna and Prabhupada, and I mean, hearing the japa continuously. So, I mean, it was very good. I mean, I felt very happy when he showed that. I mean, that's how, I mean, all of us, whatever we are good at, we should try to utilize that for service of Krishna, in Prabhupada's service and Krishna's service.
Hare Krishna. Okay, so if there's no one else, we'll stop here today. Thank you, everyone. Bhagavad Gita as it is, ki jai. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Itai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.